Quorum, we'll get started. We'll call the meeting to order with the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation, under God,
indivisible,
liberty, and justice for all. Thank you, John. I just want to say thanks for the last minute change from our in-person meeting to our virtual meeting. Also want to take a few minutes to publicly thank Mr. D and all of his administration, our staff, educational staff and instruction staff, for again making the best of this year that we possibly can. It's been with many challenges, and I can let you know that it does not go unnoticed. So thank you to everyone in that regard. Do we have any other board member comments? Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Again, just to echo what Roxanne had just shared. Again, our faculty and staff has just done an amazing job. There have been one challenge after another since January of last year. And our faculty, our staff has rolled with the punches. They've done an outstanding job moving forward. Our teachers, heck of a job teaching, both virtually as well as in person. And certainly I'd be remiss if I didn't say, you know, again, a big thank you for all the work that they're doing. I want to bring everybody up to speed real quickly on the progress at the high school. Virtually all of the abatement inside the building has been completed well ahead of schedule. All of the containment at the high school has been taken down. And at this point, the abatement folks are working on pulling the windows in the high school out and removing the PCB caulk that is around them. That work is all done from the outside of the building. We are hopeful that we'll be able to do the elementary building perhaps over Christmas shutdown, at least to do the abatement of the floors up there. Much of the putback work has been started at the high school. The flooring crews have been there floating the floors and preparing them to put the VCT tile down in the classrooms. Framers have been framing up and insulating all of the exterior walls. There has been some flooring put down throughout the main offices, the nurse's suite, guidance, my office, Kate's office. And we're hopeful that just after Thanksgiving, the four classrooms will be able to be cleared down in the 2006 wing, and we'll be back in our locations. So we are at this point working on some plans to perhaps bring back cohorts of students to the high school, if not shortly after Thanksgiving, certainly after Christmas recess. So how that will look, we're still uncertain, but we're working on that. Just to reiterate, we have hired Weisbrod, Mattis, and Copley, the attorney firm out of Washington, D.C., to help us with our issues that continue to be ongoing with the New York School Insurance Reciprocal. We're hopeful that we'll be able to come to some conclusion with them in the not too distant future. Again, that's with all of our fingers and toes crossed. This evening, you'll be voting on the tenure of three very excellent educators. I am pleased to put those three folks forward, and I look forward to working with them for many, many more years in Whitehall. I would like to bring everybody up to speed on sports. At this point, the state and the section approved only low-risk sports. For us, that means bowling. High-risk sports of wrestling, basketball, and cheerleading have not been approved by the state of New York. That being said, this evening, we would and should consider the possibility of permitting our bowlers to participate in bowling this winter. To provide a very brief explanation of what that would look like. Number one, the bowling would occur only at the Elks. A maximum of 12 people in the lanes at any one time. Those individuals need to remain socially distanced and wearing a mask. As we aren't presently open at the high school, those student athletes that wish to participate would need to find or make their own transportation to and from practices. The league has also determined if bowling is going to move forward, all of the matches will be virtual. So the teams that are scheduled to play against one another would bowl in their own home alleys and then submit scores. So if we were to be bowling against Fort Edward, the Fort Edward bowlers would be bowling at Fort Edward lanes. We'd be bowling at the Elks, and then those scores would be compared to determine a winner for that match. So at this point, that is something that I bring to the board's attention as a possibility for this year. And if the board is comfortable with moving forward with that low-risk sport of bowling, I do have a coach, Mr. Lyman, Ray Lyman, who is continuing to be interested in coaching the team. So I bring that to your attention at this point, and if the board is comfortable with that, I would certainly make a motion or ask a board member to make a motion later on in this evening's meeting to move forward with bowling for the 2020-2021 winter season. So with all that said, that is the end of my current report.
That's all you have. Okay. Thank you. We have an item of old business, and that is a resignation date correction.
Mr. Yes. Dean? Yeah. Back at the October meeting, we approved October 19th. At the October 19th meeting, an October 8th resignation date. That resignation date should have read October 13th. So I'd like to recommend the board approve that change.
So we need a motion to approve the resignation date to be changed effective October 13, 2020. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Dick. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Staff reports, treasurer's report.
You have before you several different reports that came to you through the business office. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve those reports. Kate, is there anything you would like to add?
Not specific to the reports, but I just did want to mention that there's three resolutions coming up that are all to approve purchasing co-ops. The first one is for NYSMIC, which is where we purchase our electricity supply, and we've participated with that for many years. It's through a BOCES, and there's a lot of districts that participate. That bid is coming up, so we need to start the process for that. The next two are for participation in some cooperatives that will allow us to purchase the gym floor installation, the bleachers, and the lockers through a co-op as opposed to having to go through the formal bidding process. And then we may be able to use those co-ops for future purchases as well. So those are the three that are on the agenda coming up. Okay.
Thank you, Kate. Do we have a motion to approve the reports as presented?
So moved.
When you make a motion, if you could say your last name or first name so that we can hear. Kim, did you get it?
Yes.
Okay, and do we have a second?
Second, Baker.
Thank you. Okay, I would like to just add that I'm very appreciative of the treasurer reports that we're getting. I know probably are time consuming for everyone to look at, but there's a lot of good information in there. Ever need those? Any other discussion on those? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Approval of board minutes.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the board minutes from October 19th, 2020.
I have a motion to approve.
So moved, Norton.
Thank you. Second?
Second, Dudley.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Approval of CSE minutes.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve CSE CPSE minutes from October 9, October 28, and October 30th.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved, George.
Thank you, George. A second? Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Audit and Finance Committee notes.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the Audit and Finance agenda notes from October 19th, 2020. Those notes are attached.
We have a motion to approve.
So moved, Barber.
Thank you. Second?
Second, Arquette.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Cooperative Energy Resolution.
Kate previously mentioned the Cooperative Energy Resolution. This is something the district has participated in for several years to help lower our energy costs. That's something I recommend the board take action to continue to participate in said cooperative.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved, Barber.
Thank you. Second?
Second, Norton.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Interlocal agreement.
The next three are the individual agreements that Kate had mentioned, which will allow us to go through contract to purchase our gym floors, bleachers, and lockers. That said, I would like to recommend the approval of the interlocal agreement.
Do we have a motion?
So moved, George.
Thank you. Second?
Arquette.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Pat, is that also the interlocal that we just did?
No, we should do each of them separately. We just did TIPS. Yeah. I'd also like to recommend E&I cooperative approval.
We have a motion to approve.
So moved, LaChapelle.
Thank you. Second?
Second, Baker.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. ECA stipends.
And I would like to recommend ECA as well.
Do we have a motion to approve stipends?
So moved, Barber.
Thank you. Do we have a second? George, I think I heard you. Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carrie, thank you. Resignations and terminations.
I would like to recommend the resignation for the purpose of retirement of Cindy Coble from the position of school bus attendant effective 10/29/2020. Mrs. Coble has been with the district for 14 years. I'd also like to approve the resignation of Jessica Fitzpatrick from food service effective November 27th, 2020.
Do we have a motion to approve those?
So move, Norton.
So move.
Thank you. Seconds?
Second.
Thank you. And thank you to Mrs. Coble for her service to the district. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Appointments.
It is with great pleasure that I'd like to recommend the following three individuals for tenure with the Whitehall Central Schools. Ms. Brianna Gates has been serving in the capacity of an elementary education teacher. I would like to recommend her tenure effective December 7th, 2020. Anna Lindberg has been serving in the capacity of one of our special education teachers at the junior senior high school and is now a TOSA, acting as our high school dean of students. And lastly, Lori Komar, and we would be giving her tenure in the area of general middle school science effective January 29th, 2021.
Do we have a motion to accept those tenure recommendations?
So moved.
So moved, Barber.
All right, we had Mrs. Norton, I think, was first, and second was Mr. Barber. Any discussion?
I just had one question, not specific to these appointments, but just a question in general. How are we conducting observations on our high school teachers that are working remotely?
At this point, the school administrators are logging into their online accounts, and they're completing their observation virtually, which unfortunately is what many school districts throughout the state are doing. Last year, APPR was thrown out, but observations were still completed. So the observations are still occurring for those individuals that are teaching on site. Those observations are occurring on site for those that are teaching only virtually. Those observations are occurring virtually, and the State Education Department is accepting those observations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other discussion or questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Welcome to those. Thank you. Yeah,
congratulations. We have a few more appointments to make. I would like to recommend Peter LaRose for a permanent appointment after his 26-week probationary appointment has been completed to the position of bus driver effective November 19, 2020. I'd also like to recommend Karen Short to the position of National English Honor Society advisor for the 2020-2021 school year. Mr. John Itu as advisor to student council for the 2020-2021 school year. And I'd also like to recommend Karen Northrup, Sandra Wickham, Jen Boutan, and Talia Dyer to be our Battle of the Books coaches for the 2020-2021 school year. Always a wonderful event. I'm assuming that those events will occur virtually this year, but still a great deal of work goes into that, and many of our students are extremely excited to participate.
There was one that was missed. That was the appointment of Olivia Morrow.
That is not an appointment we are going to be making, as she is not presently certified. She's filling in as a substitute.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve those other appointments?
So moved, Barber.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
So moved, George.
Thank you. Any discussion or questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Roxanne, at this point, if the Board of Education is interested and someone would like to make a motion, I would like to recommend that we allow our bowlers to participate this winter in bowling at the Elks Club following the guidelines that have been set forth by the state of New York as well as the Adirondack League.
Thank you. Do we have
that coach would be Mr. Ray Lyman.
Okay. We have
LaChapelle would like to recommend that.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Barber.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Barber. Do we have any questions or comments?
I have a couple questions.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Do we know, Mr. D, if there's any other schools in the league that have decided one way or another yet, if they're going to participate as well?
The conversations that have been had informally have been leaning toward the yes with low-risk sports. You know, in the event that the state moves forward with a recommendation for the high-risk sports, we would need to have another conversation as our school doctor has strongly recommended against participation in any high-risk sport for obvious reasons. But the low risk, he was comfortable with, and from what I understand, many in the league are following those same guidelines.
And then do you know what a typical size is on a normal year for the team?
Typical size, we have about 7 or 8 bowlers. My guess is this year, as bowling will be our only winter sport, we may have more interest. If that occurs, the maximum amount of bowlers that can be in the Elks Club at any one time is 12 to keep them socially distanced while we're there. But there has been some discussion at this point between myself and Mr. Redmond to talk about perhaps having a white and a maroon team, which would allow more students to potentially bowl. But that would be additional discussions that would need to happen between the coach and the athletic director to determine how best to accomplish that.
Yeah, that was my thinking. I'm wondering if, you know, you're going to get 100 kids that want to bowl just because they don't want anything else. Yeah.
You know, I don't know that we'd be able to field a bowling team with 100 students, but certainly I'd feel comfortable doing a maroon and a white team.
And what about, I mean, has there been any discussion yet about, are there going to be spectators allowed? You know, or is each team have a parent there? Or
there will be no spectators. I will not be permitted in there. Our athletic director will not be permitted in there. The only folks that can be in there will be the bowlers and the coach. The entire time, the students need to remain socially distanced. They need to have a mask and they need to sanitize their hands anytime they touch anything that is not theirs.
Will it function how coming to school is, where they have to sign off that they don't have a fever or anything like that? Will it be a similar procedure?
Yeah, the coach would be responsible for having basically the same form that we have our students and their families sign off on when our students come into school during the day. The coach would be responsible for taking the student's temperature upon arrival and ensuring that the students sign off that they have not engage in any of the activities that are on the New York State list.
Great, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried. Leave of absence.
I would like to recommend the leave of absence for Mr. Rob Hemsing, beginning on or about January 4, 2020. Until on or about February 15, 2021. Mr. Hemsing's will be looking for a paternity leave.
A motion to approve paternity leave, Mr. Hemsing.
So moved.
Do we have a second?
So moved, George.
Any discussion? Favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? What are we down to, Mr. D? Visitor comment. Visitors, except for Carrie's cat, I saw, I think. Any other board comments?
Again, I'd like to thank everybody one last time for being flexible this evening. I will let you know that we do have students at our high school level, unfortunately, that are testing positive for COVID. And we have a pretty significant number of students now that are in quarantine. That said, what I'm trying to do is keep as many people off campus as possible, because if we hit that magic number that the governor has set, we will end up needing to close our elementary school to solely virtual instruction as well. And we're trying to keep our students in school as long as we possibly can. So again, I appreciate your flexibility and I'm sorry for doing that last moment.
What is that magic number, Mr. D?
At this point, they're talking about 3% of the overall population.
Of each school or total?
In the county. So in our county numbers are inching up. So we're getting into that precarious position where in the event that we reach that number and we become a yellow zone that the governor has stipulated, we then need to test 20% of our population of students and teachers that come into the building. We simply don't have the capacity to test. Number one, we don't have a lab. Number two, we don't have the tests. Number three, we don't have the people to test. Number four, I would have no idea how we would get parental consent to test their children when they arrived at school. That said, we would likely need to close. And all of the superintendents regionally are trying to do our best to keep our doors open as long as possible.
So this is a small part we can do is going virtual. So thank you, Pat, for being proactive on that. Anyone else? Okay, how about a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. And then I'm not sure who was our second, Mr. Barber, perhaps?
I think so.
Okay. Any other discussion? Thank you all, and please stay well. All in favor of adjourn?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
I hope everyone has a fantastic Thanksgiving. Stay safe. Stay well. Eat a lot of turkey.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you.